Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Barnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel tags and moves to third. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. There goes Hayes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Kaum reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosselin for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards short. Sissel catches it and throws to first to double up Barnes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Shires moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kahm bunts towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Shires moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive to center field. West throws towards Cronin. Cronin fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cronin. Shires scores. Hoffman scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and has Kerr trapped. There's the throw to Hayes, who throws back over to Cronin, who tags Kerr for the out. Berg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Shires moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out. Shires moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kahm hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Judge bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Judge moves to third. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Hal McCain now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Judge moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 4 in the game. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Chick Autry pinch hits for Hal McCain. Grady Atkins pinch runs for Mo Berg. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 4 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.